Children sprint toward roller coasters while adults grip the safety bars, knuckles white with apprehension. This split-second difference in approaching the unknown reveals everything about why so many organizations fail in times of disruption. We've been taught that careful analysis, patient data gathering, and measured responses represent wisdom. But what if our greatest liability isn't recklessness? It's caution itself. In a world accelerating beyond recognition, the instinct to wait for clarity has become a death sentence. Companies that once dominated entire industries vanish not because they lacked intelligence or resources, but because they mistook hesitation for prudence. The provocateur's advantage isn't superior prediction. It's the willingness to act when others freeze, to create futures rather than merely react to them. This fundamental shift from analyzing uncertainty to leveraging it separates organizations that shape their destiny from those that become cautionary tales. Giant companies collapse following a predictable pattern. It begins with blind spots. Our brains filter reality through experience, unconsciously discarding mismatch signals. When 1.75% of consumers preferred internet without traditional TV in 2009, one executive dismissed it. Why would I care? That statistical noise became Netflix, whose stock soared from $4 to over $500. When confronted with uncomfortable evidence, denial kicks in. We question methodology, discredit findings, anything to avoid admitting we've missed something crucial. Our self-image as competent leaders depends on being right, so we defend our worldview rather than update it. Next comes analysis paralysis. Organizations commission endless studies, create task forces, hold marathon strategy sessions, producing nothing but more questions. Each investigation reveals new aspects worth exploring, creating a self-perpetuating research cycle. Finally, companies respond with timid half measures. Brick-and-mortar retailers created clunky websites years after Amazon revolutionized online shopping, congratulating themselves for being fast followers while stumbling several steps behind. This pattern stems from cognitive biases, amplified by cultures that punish risk-taking. The antidote isn't more analysis, it's provocation. The riskiest choice isn't acting with incomplete information, it's waiting for certainty that never arrives. The 2020 toilet paper panic revealed a crucial strategic distinction: if versus when uncertainties. If uncertainties are open questions, will consumers adopt this technology? When uncertainties are inevitable trends where only timing remains unknown. Consider smartphones versus bidets. One transformed society, the other remains curiosity despite perfect pandemic adoption conditions. The balanced breakthrough model explains why. Successful trends balance desirability, feasibility, and viability. Bidets had technical feasibility and viability, but lacked behavioral feasibility. Americans wouldn't change bathroom habits long enough to establish new norms. Why do some organizations spot emerging trends while others remain blind? The difference lies in peripheral vision, detecting weak signals early. Cognitive diversity is mathematically advantageous. Group error equals average individual error minus diversity. Diverse teams outperform homogeneous groups, like multiple witnesses with different vantage points solving crimes more effectively. Diversity creates adjacent possibilities. When someone introduces a new perspective, it unlocks cascading innovation. Successful organizations pair advocacy with inquiry, staff teams with non-experts alongside specialists, avoid hiring for sameness, value flexible thinking in leadership, appoint rotating devil's advocates, and use anonymous meetings for controversial topics. This expanded peripheral vision requires deliberate effort, but delivers the ability to see emerging trends while competitors remain blind. Effective scenario planning requires continuous adaptation, yet most organizations rely on rigid forecasts based on historical data. The 2015 mobile-based sailing disaster illustrates this danger. Six experienced sailors died when unprecedented storms struck because they couldn't adapt to information contradicting their mental models. The best provocateurs detect weak signals, consider outlandish outcomes, and adjust course accordingly, sometimes abandoning plans entirely. Traditional forecasting uses simple trend lines with narrow sensitivity bands, failing to account for interrelated factors. Real scenario analysis considers multiple uncertainties simultaneously to create plausible future stories, combining qualitative narratives with quantitative modeling from a future-back perspective. Begin with a focal question allowing diverse outcomes. Next, develop scenarios by identifying certain when versus uncertain if factors and creating a framework using fundamental axes that generate distinct, equally plausible futures. Each scenario needs a compelling narrative and quantitative models compatible with planning systems. Finally, establish monitoring systems for leading indicators and signposts. Like sailors constantly scanning for relevant information, these systems enable intuitive course corrections. The goal isn't perfect prediction, but expanded peripheral vision and greater adaptability when the unexpected occurs. When facing uncertainty, position yourself to catalyze phase changes from if to when by acting despite incomplete data. Most uncertainties eventually resolve. They just take longer than anticipated or break unexpectedly. Warby Parker exemplifies this approach. In 2008, four Wharton classmates challenged the belief that prescription eyewear couldn't be sold online, recognizing converging trends, expanding e-commerce, and an eyewear industry with bloated middleman costs. Their vertically integrated model eliminated distribution waste while maintaining customer obsession. They continuously adapted, evolving from purely online to incorporating physical retail through home visits, pop-ups, and eventually 125-plus stores. This bias toward action built a $3 billion company driving industry innovation. Zawora demonstrates patient beachhead establishment. Founded in 2007 by former Salesforce.com Chief Strategy Officer Tien Zuo, the company anticipated the shift to service-centric business models. Rather than competing directly with established ERP providers, Zawora worked with smaller companies, developing specialized subscription infrastructure while establishing thought leadership. This positioning paid off as subscription models exploded across industries. The key insight: positioning requires acting despite incomplete data. The transition from if to when doesn't happen in a moment of enlightenment. If you suddenly know it's happening, you've waited too long. Each move generates insights informing subsequent decisions, creating a virtuous cycle that positions you to recognize and catalyze phase changes before competitors see them coming. Once you recognize a phase change from if to when, you must decide how to respond. Drive means directly provoking change. William Billy Durant, despite hating automobiles, recognized their inevitability and founded General Motors. Pony Ma transformed communication through WeChat by recognizing the smartphone revolution. His innovation of red packets, digitizing Chinese gift envelopes, caused usage to explode eightfold to 8 billion packets in 1 year. Adapting means responding when the inevitable threatens your model. Facing crushing Japanese competition in DRAM, Intel COO Andy Grove asked CEO Gordon Moore what a new CEO would do. Moore admitted, "Get us out of memories." Grove responded, "Why shouldn't you and I walk out the door, come back and do it ourselves?" Despite $173 million losses in 1986, pivoting to microprocessors positioned Intel as the primary PC hardware supplier. Ecosystems accelerate phase changes. Mozilla couldn't compete with Microsoft's Internet Explorer traditionally. Instead, Netscape published their code as open source in 1998. Firefox launched in 2004, downloaded over 100 million times within a year, reaching 32.2% market share through global community contributions. In today's non-linear world, being a fast follower isn't safe. Catalyze the future that works for you. In a world where hesitation leads to extinction, the provocateur's path offers something radical: agency. not the illusion of control, but real power to shape outcomes amid uncertainty. The provocateurs we've encountered, from Deborah Bile transforming college access to Ryan Gravel reimagining Atlanta's urban fabric, share common traits. They see possibilities others miss, act despite incomplete information, build coalitions across diverse stakeholders, and focus on measurable results over comfortable intentions. Their stories reveal a profound truth. Provocation isn't recklessness. It's purposeful action creating new possibilities when the future remains uncertain. The practical approaches matter, making work fun to expand peripheral vision, examining data without context, embracing recursive strategy, reimagining leadership roles. But beneath these tactics lies a fundamental shift, transforming uncertainty from paralysis into catalyst for innovation. The future belongs to those who have the courage to help create it. Every moment you spend waiting for clarity is a moment someone else spends shaping the world you'll inherit. The question isn't whether you'll face uncertainty, you will. The question is whether you'll let it paralyze you or propel you forward. What future are you creating today? Standing still, analyzing endlessly, waiting for perfect information? That's not the safe choice anymore. It's the riskiest bet of all.